First, joining us on the ticket hotline is the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys.
Hey, good morning.
Following the overtime loss in the desert to the Cardinals, it's Jerry Jones. How are you?
Well, I wish I was doing better than I am. Mm-hmm. And I do wish that, but I don't feel better than I do. That game was so stressful and disappointing to me, obviously. When Dan Bailey missed that kick, Steven had to use the paddles on me to restart my artificial hobo heart.
What? You sound pretty down, Jerry. And I don't blame you. I don't blame you for feeling down.
I am Jody, and I want to thank you.
I'm not Jody.
I want to research this to make double damn sure, but I think we're the only team in the league with one of the sons of anarchy running our defense.
Yes.
And an Ivy League genius who decides to ice his own kicker. I tell you, that timeout that Garrett Topp called was the worst decision Dallas has made since they let Jack Ruby through that service entrance in the parking garage.
Oh, my God.
You're in the LHO, another too?
Kennedy assassination reference. Amazing.
God bless LHO.
Did you say anything to your coach after the game?
Yes, indeed, I did. I sat him down and slapped him across the face a few times. Knocked that halo off his head. And told him we want to start winning games. We want to win all the games. And see, that's the thing. I guess he's using that Ivy League education, that big brain of his, to find new and creative ways to lose games. Makes me think, why did I get rid of that Michelin man, Wade Phillips? he could lose them, too. And then we had to lose in Arizona, too. Damn, I just hate going out there. Besides the fact that we can't win out there, mm-hmm. That desert air makes my hairpiece go flat.
I didn't notice that yesterday.
Looks like a ferret fell asleep on my skull. And their vigil board, mm-hmm. in their stadium, mm-hmm. that thing's pathetic.
Not as big as yours, is it?
No, as a matter of fact, it's so small, mm-hmm. that I had to actually watch the game on the field.
Oh, that's terrible. Awful.
They don't understand what video board's for.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you're still in first place, though.
What?
What's that?
Are you okay?
What happened?
I don't know. I said you're still in first place.
Yeah, we are. We are still in first place, but the team has some problems. And we're going to have to address those. And we're starting on that today. We're going to have to put a bell on the ball so Felix Jones knows when it's coming. And we're going to buy Dez a belt to keep his pantaloons from falling down.
Yeah, he's sagging out there.
I don't know what he's doing. He's showing more crack than an episode of The Wire. And he was having a hard time getting open, too, because them Cardinals defense, they were on him like a couple of North Park Mall cops.
Making him nervous.
Making him nervous. That's exactly right. Now, who was that that said that? Was that the non-Jody?
Yeah, it's non-Jody.
Okay, Jody and non-Jody.
Right. No, it's George and Craig.
Well, I'm about to sit down in the backyard with a bottle of tequila and a handgun and do some game planning.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds dangerous.
Good morning to you.
Hang in there, Jerry. Uh-oh.